Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicanBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is July 23rd, 2017. Call the number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwagi@sbcglobal.net. We have a caller, Melody, from Colorado, and I want to make sure I get Melody on. Hello, Melody.
Hello, Dr. Parker. Hello, Dr. Hello. Parker.
Hello.
Nice. Hi. I have a question, and you can tell me if I'm off base on this thought process or not, but, I mean, we've been having the pine beetle kind of march across our state, and yet you were talking about the geoengineering, and of course we see the effects in the skies a lot, and if it's got these heavy metals that are coming to the earth, and if it affects the tree's ability to absorb water or nutrients from the soil, then instead of having the beetle be the reason for the tree death, but the reason that it's has more to stem from the fact that these trees are being weakened so that the beetle comes in and takes over. And if it ties into the geoengineering, so if heavy metals affect a tree, those heavy metals in the wind and everything else would also possibly affect the human mind, particularly you throw in your cell phone energies and all the other energies that's being projected out there. Could there be a correlation between that and the ability to think as a human? Question. I don't know. I may have gotten off in two different directions, but I thought maybe there may be kind of a tie-in there, too, if it's possible.
Yeah, you're right on target. I'm going to back that question up a little bit, if I may, because there's several things that are involved. First of all, the process of electromagnetic frequencies are very much into America. They actual force by legislatures in various states have voted in for the EMF towers, and without your permission, they can put it in front of your home, and they have a generator that goes at the bottom of the EMF tower, and they're placing this in people's neighborhoods as we speak. These towers have frequencies which I've talked about before. They've been well researched about how it affects each organ of the body in a different way. And they've ignored people in terms of, you know, what this will do to them. You have no recourse under the United Nations Edict. You have no recourse to challenge these. And the purpose, of course, is a transmission of the new kinds of transmissions that are going to be for the bandwidth. But the core change on the brain, human brain and animal brain, is quite real to first change the brainwave, as number one. Number two, aspects of the metals are just no longer and haven't been for some time, like the New Mexico geoengineering that's going on as we speak, was the first place, because New Mexico is a place where the government tests these various things. That's their history, you know. The idea, there's a boron aluminum complex they've been using in these tests in the air for years, and they've always changed the name of them in some way, you know, the word. The idea was to change the genetic code in the human being. They succeeded, and now we go into what was signed, which is the focus of my program today, and geoengineering international covenant, which was signed by the United Nations to do this all over the world. So now you have the frequency working with the chemistry. This is the work of the world. Okay, let's take step three. The step three idea, the trees are very much into the equation, because environmentalists for years have said, well, we no longer will go into forests and cut fire paths as a fire break, because we want the forest to burn. It's better that way, because it kills off the beetles and it kills off the other diseases, which are actual fungal diseases, which were placed there, by the way, as a starting point through a new genus of mushroom seed, which they dropped several years ago into the forest, and to determine how to kill trees, actually. And then the idea of the forest burning is the environmentalist way to solve the problem, ignoring the fact that trees reproduce by seeds and heat. In other words, there's some trees, as you know, the pine cone explodes and the seeds go out into the soil and the tree reproduces. But what's happened is that the chemistry was purposely changed to change the tree. Now, I'll just put it that way, because it's very, and that's the fact of it. Now, to show you the dimensions of what we're trying to talk about here, there's a system of vaults, and these vaults are vaults for saving seeds and animals on the earth, and the vaults have ways of being sectioned out so that they take on various rooms and developmental systems that pertain to your question. Now, these vaults are called the Arks of the Apocalypse. And the seeds and mammals, ice fragments, are saved in these vaults, and the main vault for the trees that will be destroyed in what you're talking about are located in Spitsbergen Island, Norway. And the idea to have the genetic resources and preservation, the top lab, which I am very familiar with and had a lot to do with, is in Fort Collins, Colorado. Now, that lab has been expanded to be a reservoir for material from various species that are being destroyed by the very questions that you're asking. Now, I have more to say, but I want to ask you, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't doubt it one bit. It's just that it's just really sad to see that it's, you know, the idea of what the public has been led to believe just kind of is turned on its ear.
I'm just really interested to know what you think, because you see that the Fort Collins subsidiary is, of course, just one. It was most elaborate in the world. And I was involved in a lot of that. In sub vaults that were being dug at the time, and in working it through. Like there are other, to show you the dimensions of what we're talking about. The there is another vault in Washington under the Smithsonian National Area. It's underground where you save breast milk from exotic animals and humans, and the hormones and the microbes and the molecules that can be critical for human immune functions. There's another vault, which is for animal sperm. It's located in San Diego. It's underground. It's 42 acres underground, and it has the saving of all this when the apocalypse comes of the living cells for 1,000 species from around the world.
So is this going to be a human created or created by something else if they're dealing with going along this apocalypse?
The apocalypse is real, and the thing is from something else to create the transhuman. So the idea.
And so the trees that create the oxygen are now going away. So are we going to be breathing a different type of air or something?
Eventually. And the thing is that you hit on it. And the thing is that because we need the trees for the oxygen, and of course everyone seems to go deer stare in the headlights when you tell them, you know, to this day, when you talk to the elitist and the turn of thing, you explain to them, and it's like the Al Gore, you know, just gets perspiration on the forehead when you talk about it. The idea that humans are breathing the oxygen from the plants, which is made in the photosynthesis a paradigm by the carbon dioxide. So why would you can see the mistake here? You have the people say, well, it's as I opened my show, I gave the actual thing. Those are graphs. Those are worth seeing of every country in terms of the fact that the climate is changing in a different way, only in 1 degree centigrade, and there's no way in hell that the Earth is warming. The other thing comes down to the fact the poles change of the Earth. That's the thing that's documented. It's documented how the Earth creates more ice in a different place. It's documented. It's documented. But this goes over everybody's head, because what the real plan is to have a different species on the Earth, but to kill off everybody else. And the way you do it is to get rid of the trees.
Okay, so I still feel like that, you know, with all those cellular energies and whatever, it's almost like it's short-circuiting the brain and a lot of, like, these Alzheimer's-type symptoms.
Oh, yeah, the electromagnetic fields are designed for that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're designed for that. And so I've talked about it on several shows, the actual studies. And you know what really gets you when you get into this? People think that this is just some passing fancy, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't realize, I'm going to give you something to think about, you know, because you're a thinking person here. You've been a good caller over the years, and then you don't, we'll put it this way. If you have artificial intelligence to be your new medical physician, I ask you, how are you going to, when all the medical records are going into the cloud? Uh-huh. So this means that the diagnosing and the prognostication of where you normally have subjective and objective symptomologies to determine a diagnosis, all right, so that you have the objective is touch. It's a formation. You're going to lose that. It's going to be a formation of the term of the codes which have been placed into many millions of medical records pooled to have an algorithm to make a diagnosis. Now, if you have an altered genetic code and you have a brain neuron, which is the AD1 gene on the algamata of the of the brain, that gene system is going to a different part of the forebrain. So now that you have to have another neuron to be able to make that work. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the artificial intelligence, and you put it in, what are you transmitting? You're transmitting an electric wave. So the electric wave is going to be similar, where you compare it, is like the biometric identification that they want to use at airports now. And that's where they're going to go. They're going to have the biometric, you know, the eye to come in and do that. Now, that technology has been around a long time. They even had it in some of 007's movies years ago. And so we're living in a world where we have to really ask, where do you think touch will come from? You see what I'm saying? In other words, if you have free will to be able to touch, that's the basis of your diagnosis, you won't have that. And then, of course, you have to figure out the basis of how you're going to survive within this structure. The elites are going to live underground for their apocalypse. The people above ground are going to live like the Hopi prophecy.
So are you going somewhere like this is a mind that we plug into that kind of runs everything? Is that where you're going with this?
What's going on, like the fluid computers. See, this is all. This was signed. You know, these documents are signed.
Uh huh.
You know, I mean, these are real people. These are people in municipalities and city councils that signed on to the draft of the International Covenant on Environmental Development, DICE. They signed on to the United Nations concept to control the dams and the waterways under a global law, which means we don't have courts in the system that we have now. This is not way down the line. This is now. And the thing is, it comes down, we're all working into this thing. Now, what's going to happen here is the merging of medicine with courts, if you will, all done by algorithm. And one of the things I was hoping I was going to have time to talk about something that I was very... It's interesting from a point of view. People talk about, well, what's going on? You know, people ask, you know, what's going on? And I don't blame them. You know, I don't blame people for asking what's going on. But what about...
Well, one quick thing that I want to drop, and you can answer it if you want down the road, is why haven't you heard anything about brain transplants yet?
Oh, yeah.
Are they doing that? All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Melody, very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Parker Pathways. We're running a little bit behind, but it's all worth it because, you know, we've got about 80% yet to go, and but what we've got is very definite and solid. We've got, very happy to hear that Kevin from New Hampshire was able to come back on. We have just a couple minutes, Kevin, so I'm glad you called back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Parker. I apologize. One of the things I'm doing to not have problems, I have a very old flip phone, and the battery doesn't charge very well, so my apologies.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to ask your input on a thought that I've been having for a long time, dealing with your macaque story from earlier about the concept of Planet of the Apes and the rest of this intellectual development for animals and their rights and the other stuff. I read a series of books a number of years ago by an author named David Brin. He wrote a series on a concept of what's called uplift wars. At least in this series that he wrote, humans had a much different partnership with the planet, and they didn't kill off, you know, dolphins, right whales, and all the rest of the species that had been endangered and lost. They actually raised them to be partners in helping to develop the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, throughout many different other non-Terran civilizations, this was something that was done to enslave the clients. could this be something that is being considered for those who have so much money, time, and power that they're trying to find something, like you discussed earlier, other than humans to depend upon? Additionally, being that you've mentioned quite a bit about having a clean karma, and knowing my own personal history, Akashic records and karmic records are something that I'm not too keen on, but I don't have too much money, time, power, and control. Those who have done some actions that they probably don't want to deal with akashically or karmically by death, they have too much money, time, and power. They don't care about killing off the planet. So they will develop a fake body and have an artificial brain. I mean, all these movies, Elysium and After Earth and all this other stuff they put out into consensual that's just a movie, that's just a book, that's not really going to happen.
Well, what you're talking about,
correct.
What you're talking about is already built in.
So do you think that might be something they're trying to do? They're trying to be able to have their power and control structure from this side and be able to control it from the other side, too?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the thing is that this is already built in, for instance, in the stock market with the artificial intelligence for picking index products, for instance. Everybody talks about, well, I want to know about the economy. I want to talk to an economist to talk about the economy. I want to talk about my thing, you know, of where the value of gold is, or the value of silver, or the value of the... Well,
those things are good to talk about. Algorithm for that, huh?
Yeah, there's an algorithm already for the determination of your brain thought to be able to, let's say, pick the percentage of the stock market, of the market cap, and in the development. Now, take that thought and
add it
to your thought.
That's one of the things I'm trying hard not to give is that.
Yeah, but just where you're going in terms of that is very close to where we're
trying to generate for this reality.
Yeah, we're very close to the merging of consciousness of the brain of memory, and people are saying, well, that is a change within the formation of those consciousness studies that are being done now. Are such that they already, those thoughts already occurred. In other words, the process of, for instance, you take radioactivity, can be measured in such a way where you're dating something that is supposed to be where you're trying to find out thousands of years ago, but actually it records in the future. See,
the way the soliton coming back throughout time.
Yeah. No, you're
right on. I'm working on what you told me last week, Dr. Parker. I will send it to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for calling very much.
Have a great week.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Minutes of the program, and we have some things that we have to expose and work with very importantly. And a very important call, want to make sure I get it in. It's HB from Tennessee. Is HB your name, or is it
no, it's just a nickname.
Oh, well, that's great. Hi, HB.
How you doing there, Dr. Parker?
Pretty good.
Well,
we're doing a big show
for a while
today.
Now. Oh, yeah, it's been a good one. It's one of my favorite topics. Just wanted to ask, how come we don't see an executive order from President Trump to halt this spray? I mean, we're getting hit in Tennessee. It's just covered up every day.
You mean from the geoengineering that's going on?
Yes.
Yeah. The answer to that is forthwith. There's another wrinkle to this. He has no authority. They took it away from him.
Really?
There's no leader on earth that can overcome what I'm bringing up today on the program. Just think about that. And imagine it's called DICED.
Right.
It's the draft of the International Covenant on Environment and Development. Isn't that amazing?
I was just hoping maybe he might have a little, you know, more pull.
Well, you know
to,
how,
you know, at least executive order needs to stop, you know, for...
Yeah, well, the issue here that I'm trying to bring up in the real world of the fact, there isn't any stopping it. The United Nations, in the terms of the thing, they use climate change as a foil for their economic use of resources, really. This is all worked into the system. How President Trump can handle it, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to go back. I'm going to lean back on a supposition with President Trump that I feel is quite important. People can say what they want about it. The Congress doesn't want him to succeed because these folks in Congress are making money off people dying.
Oh, yeah.
Call it the way it is, okay? Now, the whole thing is, that's a shorthand sentence, you know, and the thing, but in the real world, you know, you meet people all the time in your life where, okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Being a knowledge engineer, or being the rest of it, for Uncle Sam years ago was very, very high level. You know, you couldn't, you know, it was a miracle you came out with identifications. Nobody knew, you know, who you were. And one time the government had a project where you would go into prisons and interview people to recruit them for missions. And there was a movie made about that with Lee Marvin years ago. And it was, I think Bronson was played in it as one of the convicts and the rest of it. But that was a real thing. So what happened is when you talk with people, I've talked with people that have killed people in a very brutal way, really. You couldn't even believe you could live in the same room with them. When you talk with them, they are usually they were very calm. They knew who they were talking with. They had the whole thing all worked out, and many of them were geniuses, by the way, been tested IQ geniuses. And so the idea, these missions were never told about what they would be, but most of them were based upon things very drastic, like let's go to a country and see if a UFO really landed there type thing. And that was a real mission. There were two of them like that. And the thing is, but anyway, when you talk with them, and they would say to you, and you had to believe it, you've heard the phrase, finding religion. You meet people that have just said, you know, I'm giving my soul over to God. And that's where I am. And you're talking with somebody that killed his whole family, you know? I mean, it's, and when you meet, when you have a thing with President Trump, what you see there is a person that the public voted for him, but there's another point. He was one of them. People forget that. You know, like he was making money legally. He worked a thing. He had a genius to be able to build things. You know, that's a talent. But the point is, he has seen religion, if you will. When he says he wants to make America great again, no matter what the hell he does, he means that. And you take yesterday on the USS Gerald Ford Carrier Commission, and he gave that speech on that carrier, and he was letting the world know, we're coming after you, you know, mother, you know?
And yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing comes down to the fact that when it comes to this subject, which is huge, what we're talking about, the United Nations taking over, or what they've been doing all along anyway, you know.
Right.
And they're working in the mine, the water, the food, the whole process of, imagine having food for the future made of gluten or gelatin from sweet peas to make it taste like meat. You know, that's a real experiment. And you know, they want to get us away from that, to have substitute milk. My argument is, what about the Clostridium, which is made by the human female to protect the immunity of the baby? What about that? You know what the elite's answer to that is? We're going to give them a vaccine.
That sounds about right.
See what I mean? So the thing is that this is all real going on. So, but what's going to happen is, one day, this guy that saw religion is going to act it out. And so I can't tip off what I see coming on that area, but I can say to the point, there's going to have to be, in every history, and you know it, HV, you study any history you like, cultures usually last around 200, 250 years, then after
right.
that they fall because of corruption, you know, and basic inability to serve the people. And that's what we're seeing right now. And Trump, you know, as president, is one of those people. They show up in history, they do their thing, and they're there for the right time. He's at the right time. Imagine, in Congress, people talking about health care as if it's a concentration camp. See? And I think in the value of life and the way they're discussing it. Many of these people shouldn't be in government, you know. I'm not even sure that Donald Trump should be in government. But you see, they forgot one thing. They forgot one thing. That's the people. You cannot take away this class warfare and get away with it. We're coming down to battle in the streets. We're talking about Soylent Green, science fiction.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, hey, what about, you know, to oversimplify it, if we would just get out of the UN, then we wouldn't be under all the UN's edicts.
They should have sold the building a long time ago.
You know, the NDAA, that's unconstitutional. Giving our troops over to NATO is unconstitutional. Couldn't we get those back?
We can. You know, a Trump guy could do that.
Yeah.
You know, that he can do. Yeah. But I think that what's going to happen here is that I'm all about the water and medicine and things. You've heard my shows. I've been on things. And where I'm going with this is that we have to change this United Nations system. We have to do it at the local level because the mayor signed on this, the city council people signed on this, the governor's definitely signed on this. It's like some kind of coven sometimes. You know, it's some type of evil crap that people have dreamt up as a new religion, if I may be so bold. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, it's to me, the whole thing is evil. To have somebody come into your country and buy your water for $600 to $900 a month and make $1.5 million a week.
Exactly. Wait, I'm gonna one more thing, and I gotta bring it full circle today. I get a newsletter from a precious metals outfit in Minnesota, I think it is. Well, they sent me out a newsletter, and one of the people that wrote a little article in there was Victor Davis Hanson. And it was about fracking.
That's the guy I'm talking about today.
I know. And so this morning, I sent off a letter to him, you know, and I referenced you. So this brings it, I mean, all here in this one day just kind of brings it all around. But he thought fracking was a good thing, like you were talking about that. And I said, you better look up Dr. Wynn Parker and see what he's got to say about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Because I'm connected to Stanford, and I can, you know, I'm glad you did that. Thank you.
Well, I'll get off here. We appreciate you, Dr. Parker, and we'll see you later.
Okay, and you have yourself a good day. And do you call again? One of the things, speaking of Stanford, you talk about John, Dr. John Holden, is saying that we're underinvested in energy research, which is true, and he believes in fusion. Of course, fusion may not, in his opinion, may not come around before 2050, and I think he's right. In the formation of this, but the future of the national labs in the terms of this of doing carbon capture, which is what Dr. Holden is putting forth, we need more to do on advanced nuclear technologies, and of course, but he still promotes, you know, he still feels that depopulation is an advocation. And there isn't any question that fusion reactors can have a process of this. You know, Dr. John Holden, he had his master's thesis at MIT in plasma physics. And, you know, he understands this subject quite well. But the idea of Moore's Law in the terms of performance of devices, it would be really nice to have a cleaner, safer, less prolific version of nuclear energy than fission. But the whole thing is that the idea is that you take an experiment that has been done by some researchers connected, we'll just put it this way, to Harvard. But what's happening in the research is that a couple of researchers have figured out in the fusion that if you can change, in other words, a fusion reactor to slow and control the electrons. Because what happens when you have fusion in a tempet, the electrons from nuclear fusion is in the process that powers the sun. So in other words, you have hydrogen atoms, which are actually, if you will, are squeezed together to form helium. But that process releases a large amount of energy, but it requires these high pressures and temperatures. And they've been very hard to recreate in research. So at MIT, you have a couple of scientists. One of them is Lena Haslow, and the other one's Ala Embrios, who have devised a technique to take all those runaway electrons and inject in heavy ions, such as neon and argon, into the reactor. And then these electrons collide with a high charge of the nuclei and the ions, you see, and then they slow down and become more controllable. Now, this is astounding to be able to do that. I mean, the fact that you can have an experimental Tomahawk-type fusion reactor, but you would be able to control the electron itself. And to get closer to actually build a functional fusion reactor. But the idea is that the idea of going to, let's say, to Mars is to achieve fusion. In other words, the idea of trying to harvest the stars, and it takes incredibly high temperature, hotter than, you know, really than the center of the sun. So if you want to achieve fusion on Earth, you have to be able to research that and put forth the control of those electrons. Now, the same person that believes in decreasing the population, Dr. John Holden, has the issue facing him that if you are changing the plasma that's generating the fusion energy to have the temperature and density, we wouldn't know whether fusion can be managed as a practical energy source
but or even for terrestrial power generation. So what we're dealing with, Dr. John Holm, I think is correct in terms of the fusion, but at the same time has us of the thought about the depopulation, that it can be done in other ways. This is why this is what he has mentioned and to the Senate when he has been in his confirmation proceedings. Now, you have some other scientists at Stanford University in California, University of California, found strong evidence of a particle, like every fundamental particle in the universe has an antiparticle. So, in other words, you have the same mass but the opposite charge. Now, if you had a particle that would never have its antiparticle, they too will annihilate each other in a flash of energy. And if you can have an exception to that rule, you can find another particle. So that this theory is way back. You can go to 1937, you have physicist Ettore Maraggio, who highlighted the gap of the Fermion family of particles, you know, with protons, electrons, neutrons, neutrinos, quarks, and fermions. But these calculations had come up to a different standard in terms of, if you have the new transhuman, would the transhuman be able to magnify energy within their body, which we have from the ancients have called auras. And in fact, if you have the Majora fermion, or an anti-neuron, then you're looking for a quasi-particle, and that's been found. So what you have here is a superconducting insulator that allows an electron to move along the edges of the material surface, but not enough in the middle. So in other words, you can get another energy that can become the force toward. My question that I am posing to the United Nations is the fact that if you have the process of environment and environmental development on the covenant, which has been signed, DICE, and the idea of engineering laws to be changed by geoengineering, then are you taking exactly half as many electrons to change the human into a new human that cannot have a brain to function except for what's called the invented angel particle, which is what is called its own antiparticle? This is a very profound piece of work and a subject of which I'm bringing up on the national stage. There are only four places on the earth that you can have an antiparticle system, which is in the natural body. One is the water molecule. The second is the formation of a fermion, which is a fundamental principle of the universe, has the antiparticle, which has yet to be discovered until now, that there may be an antiparticle. If that's true, in terms of which I believe, you know, it's very obvious it is true now, then the new form of human that will have to be created on the earth will have to develop its, what I call, antiparticle self. You think about that. You take the glioblastoma tumor, for instance. Now, it revives itself in the brain, no matter how much surgery you put in. Done many clinical trial recommendations of being on Parker pathways. Many of these clinical trials for the glioblastoma from 2013 I was involved with to now, of course, had to be clinical trials from all over the earth. But what is happening if you have a different form to genetic engineering on the geoengineering system in the atmosphere? How would a tumor marker be able to
developing a dendrite cell microvascular immunity on a surviving tumor in a transhuman. Now, this is not something that will be way down the road by 2050, as Dr. John Hull is postulating that fusion is involved. This is happening now as we speak. In other words, you can have short-lived proteins that are already being affected, which are called defective ribosomal products. You have long-lived proteins. You have what are, you know, can call damage-associated molecular patterns, all within a tumor system. But I'm going to take you a little step further. Tumors at are tissue, a form of their genetic mutation. It isn't humans that created them. They were a form of genetic code which was already on the Earth at the time, millions of years ago. So I ask you, in the terms of how the forward, of how the development of what is called the psychic system is involved in the determination of the new spirit of the soul. We get back again to that. See? Is the soul a manifestation of an astral being in physics? We're talking quantum physics now. We're not talking about the idea of you messing around with your beliefs and the things that are turned to things. This is why I believe a starting point is going to be a different view of religion and spirituality as a basis for the people to get another awareness to rise up. If this continues, the way it's going, where you have people going into city councils and saying, we want you out, like they did in Minneapolis. We are taking over. We are putting the force in. The constitutional persons of we the people no longer matters. And that's what the UN is telling you. People no longer matters. So if you have, let's go back again at the beginning of the thing very simply. What happens if the artificial intelligence for medical care becomes a new form of sharing data for the control of a new human? In other words, the formation of a neural network. A neural network is an algorithm used in learning. The black box of artificial intelligence is unsupervised neural networks. In other words, they create their own processing constraints. They learn from vast amounts of training data. That is the end game that the United Nations has in mind. In other words, to have artificial intelligence to create a tool for human therapists that makes them what are called superhuman therapists. And that is the development of the aspect of it. So human behavior needs an intellectual equivalent of an alter creation. In other words, the idea of how one behaves. This is very much in the process that human life becomes what is called a network of possibilities. I believe that that's the end of my program today. And I hope that I've left you with something that is very much in very close to your amygdala gata and your hypothalamus and your insula of the brain, but importantly, the subregions of the frontal cortex, which is the basis of
the developing of how one sees within their inner self, as it stands for the transgenic human.